to the Indian Newsling podcast.
Good afternoon. We have the pleasure of having Rachna Dave with us. Rachna is a many-sided personality. She's a financial advisor by profession and occasion now. She's the winner of several categories of Indian Newsling Business Awards, and she won the Supreme Business Awards in 2022. And over the years, she has brought joy to many families as a financial advisor, mortgage broker, and insurance broker. And this afternoon, we would like to talk to her about the existing and emerging market situation. Rachna, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you with us again.
Thank you very much, Venkat Uncle. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
As always, you have been brilliant with my introduction. How much will I do the justification? The time will
tell. Well, you've become a veteran in the profession, so it should be fine. Rachna, in the last few months,
yes,
there's a growing anxiety among people in New Zealand about home ownership, manifesting in a number of areas. One is to obtain the loan.
Mm-hmm.
Second is to service that loan. And third is to try and repay as soon as possible. Adding to this problem or issue or challenge is the discussion that's going on to raise the retirement age from 65 to 67. And worldwide, there is a turmoil. So what are you hearing from your potential customers, existing customers, and how are you addressing these challenges?
Okay. So first of all, I am not hearing any different than what you are hearing, because anxiety is around in the air on exactly the similar issues. My approach is taking one thing at a time, all right? So as an advisor, the first question or the first segment that you mentioned was about the home ownership.
Yep.
Right? Those who are going to be the potential owners in, say, from now in next 6 months, they don't really need to worry, because they are already being tested at a very high test rate of 9% from the bank.
Mm.
And we are almost at the peak of the high interest rates. So they are already buying it at a peakest rate.
Right.
Right? So they are out of the segment for a time being. The biggest issue or the biggest anxiety that what we are looking or what I am going through with my clients lately is those who have bought it back in 2020 and 2021 when the interest rates were significantly low.
Yeah.
And now pretty much they have gone up double or triple in terms of the repayment. And so what we are trying to do is that even the banks are quite open. If it is your investment property or if it's your owner-occupied property, if bank is able to give you a bit of a relief in terms of going on an interest-only repayment rather than principal and interest,
right,
that would save you maybe, say, $200, $300, $500 a month. That could put maybe food on table for a week or week and a half. Okay, so that is one approach that the bank and us are looking together. That is only from the repayment perspective. But at the same time, what at least I am doing with my customers is sitting down and doing the budget analysis, so that we are reviewing the insurance repayments, and that goes with general insurance, life insurance, all of those day-to-day expenses, and making understand the clients what are the needs and wants. So those are the discretionary expenses. We are making them get rid of them. So that's the biggest element of budget, and coming to your question of affordability. And the third bit, what you said was, what is the interest rates looking like? Is that what I heard? Was that correct?
Yeah, that is one aspect of it. Whether what are the banks telling you as a mortgage advisor? What is likely to be the emerging scenario, let's say, over the next 6 to 9 months? And how prepared are the existing homeowners and potential new homeowners?
Okay. So what is going to happen is that bank always will have a certain guidelines when they are giving, whether they are doing a loan top up or whether they are doing a new lending for a first home customers.
Right,
okay.
Right.
So customer has to stick to those guidelines and understand that your first home is not your dream home, and get real with the budgeting. that's where most of the people are going wrong, because they are wanting to go on the future value and not the
right.
current value.
Correct.
That's one point. Second point is that what are we seeing the future in next 6 to 12 months? You have to hold your horses and you have to stick to your budget. This is the time where you really have to understand what your spending capacity is, and you have to maybe forego a little bit of savings because you have to meet your
ends. Are we talking about millennials now? Because are they coming into the market? Because the baby boomers is all over. They are now coming into the retirement age. That's what surveys are telling us. Are you seeing more of millennials coming to you for loans?
Yes, but you know, you will be very surprised that because of the social media and the resources what they're out there in the market, they're coming well prepared. So they are aware that what they are getting into. Maybe 2 years ago, people were in a bit of a la-la land where, okay, whatever the bank is giving and I need it. So even if my affordability is million, I want to stretch up to 1.2, 1.3 million. Whereas today's millennials who are coming to us, they are very much real that, okay, can I do it in a joint ownership with my friend or my family? Or will I be able to rent one or two rooms out of my house? And how can I repay my loan faster?
What has been the instruments of success for you as a person who helps people in their home ownership? There are financial advisors. What has made O800 Rachna a success, and how many more new customers you get from one existing customer?
Okay, so it's very simple formula. I don't do anything fancy. I am a very simple, straightforward person with very honest and transparent communication. That's the first point. And what I do is I stick to the basics.
Yeah.
So as far as you are sticking to the basic, if you are giving your clients or a potential clients a clear picture of what they are getting into and what the forecasted future for next 12 to 24 to 36 months looks like, they are aware
so
what they are getting into.
So if a person is, what should be the minimum requirement, financial requirement of say a single person or a couple, of which the income may be different between the two? How will they become eligible to obtain a loan from a bank? Because all of them will require loans.
Correct. So on an average, it depends as to whether you are individual or a couple, whether you have kids or no kids. On an average, whatever is your combined household income or an individual income, bank would tend to lend you between 5.5 to 6 times of your total income on an average.
So on an average, if a couple earns, let's say $150,000.
So they should be eligible.
Six times will be only about $800,000 or $900,000.
Correct. And that's where my initial conversation was, that you need to be real. That's your first home, not your ultimate home. So they need to get, if they are really wanting to get into the home ownership, they need to find a house which is somewhere around $750,000 and $800,000, so that they have, assumingly most of the first home buyers have got 10% deposit. So if they are looking at a house which is $800,000, $80,000 is the deposit and they are looking at $720,000 as a loan, they should be in a position to achieve that. But where people are going wrong is where they are able to afford only a loan of 700,000 or 650,000. Doesn't matter what you can go up to, but based on their commitments and their financial requirements, they are able to only afford 650 and 680 or maybe 700, but they want to stretch up to 800,000. That's where people are going wrong.
Are commercial banks or lending institutions telling people like you, well, the economy is in a recession, go slow on your loan applications? Or are they telling you, it doesn't matter, do your due diligence? What are the banks doing? Are they closing their fist or are they opening up?
No. So this is such a myth out there in the market. Bank is also very happy to do the business with the people who are eligible. Where people need to really change their mindset is that they only go how much they can afford, because bank doesn't want you to give the home ownership today and 3 months later put you in the mortgagee sale.
Right.
So what the banks are saying, yes, these are our lending criteria. fit those people who are within those criteria and get them the loan amount what they can afford, because definitely life is going to be beyond the mortgages as well.
Let's be realistic, Rachna.
Yes.
In a city like Auckland,
yes,
affordable homes may not be priced affordably.
Yes,
if a person is eligible for, say, $700,000...
as a loan amount?
That person must have enough savings?
No. So, as I said just a little while ago, that if you put a benchmark of 800,000 as an average median house here, a first home buyer may only be able to get a three-bedroom house.
Yeah.
Right? So, if a first home buyer is expecting five-bedroom house in 800,000, get real, you're not going to get it. But if it is a 800,000 three-bedroom house, they are going to get it. And so, that those stock is available out there in the market. You just have to go and find where it is.
I don't know whether you read a story that we put out yesterday. Matthew Scott has spoken about unitary plan in Auckland, whereby he says that there will be more and more houses under unitary plan, which means he calls them townhouses.
Correct. Yeah.
Those kind of houses are now coming all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think it will be easier for you to get home loans approved in those kind of properties?
See, whether it is a townhouse or whether it's a unit or whether it's
a... No, the cost of a unit will be much less compared to an independent home.
Correct. But where I'm trying to come from is when you are talking from the affordability perspective,
yeah,
it is not just the loan repayment that the bank is going to look at. Whether it those townhouses, are they going to have any body cop fees involved or not?
I think all of them will have some kind of.
So it will depend on case by case basis as to what the individual, who the individual is applying, what their borrowing capacities are, and how much is the body cop fees. Because sometimes it happens that body cop fees will make or break.
You don't work with body cops, right?
No, we do. So we don't have to work with the body cop. The body cop will have their meeting and agenda and the manual which will tell how much is the body cop fees.
Right.
And so we have to take that, because some of the body cops will include rates and insurances. Some of them will only include the rates. Some of them will only include the insurance. So it all depends on case by case basis.
That is actually, we will reserve a discussion on body cop for another time, because there I have got a lot of questions to ask you on body cop. I also have a lot of concerns expressed by many of our readers. We'll talk about it separately.
Absolutely.
Now, coming back to the market situation now, Rachna, do you find the demand for loans increasing, declining, or staying static?
See, as Venkatji, I have always said, even in the past, that you really have to understand which market that you are in. Currently, the lending criteria are favoring the first home buyer. So if you are looking at most of the sales which are happening, and there are a number of sales happening, they are predominantly favoring the first home buyer.
So which means the catch point here is that first home buyers are now the flavor of the market.
It has been for a while now, and this is
how long has it been?
So almost a year that it has been for a first home buyer, and I have a very strong feeling that another 3 months or 6 months is the last chance for the first home buyers. And as soon as the government makes it official for the Brightline test, and you know, for 2 years,
that is given.
Correct. And as soon as little bit of interest rates go down, the investors are going to be back in the market. So this is the last bus for the first home buyers.
But from what we understand, you know better, so please tell us.
Sure.
Adrian Orr has made many statements in the past, and in which he said he has not given any indication of lowering the interest rate. He said it could possibly occur in 2025.
I would be very much interested to see if that was the case. I have been in the industry working in a bank back in GFC times 2009, and I think the history is repeating. This is my personal opinion, and absolutely personal opinion. I have a very strong feeling the OCR has to go down either in the month of May when they review it, or towards the end of it. And this
very optimistic, Rachna.
If it comes, end of the year, OCR has to be reviewed. Okay. I will talk to Adrian. Let's put it this way.
Okay. Finally, the aim of every person who obtains a loan, maybe there are two aims. One is to liquidate that loan.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, go for a second property.
Yes.
Or become an investor.
Basically a property portfolio.
So how soon a person, I mean, again, you will say the propensity to save, the propensity to repay,
yes,
etc., are all factors. In your experience of so many years in this business, what has been the record that your clients have set in repayment full?
Okay. So usually what is the trend that goes through, I need is only 15 years, and I have proved it for many customers, not one, not too many of them, that in that 15 years, if they follow the instructions and follow the guidelines, they are owner of not only their owner occupied, which is a family home, but another 2 to 3 investment, because we focus on the net worth of the portfolio and not the number of property. So if you give 15 years of your time in the property market, I'm sure you can have minimum net worth of $5 million. And what is the net worth? Is your total assets minus total loans that you have got. So that will incline you towards the safe retirement, what you were talking to me earlier.
So your hope to your customers and people who are interested in becoming first homeowners and multiple property investors is, come to me, I will guide you.
It's not a hope, it's a guarantee. If they follow the
Excellent.
Instructions, that they would, there is no so magic is or no rocket
secret,
science.
Yeah, there is no secret formula as some people advertise.
No.
That only they have that formula. You have this formula.
No, so
as well.
This is a general formula, but it has to be, how do you put it? It has to be implemented on case-by-case basis. It could be implemented for you in 2 years' time. It could be implemented for me in 3 years' time.
So,
but there is no set formula.
Okay. So, right. So we've now reached the end of today's podcast. So the important points that you have made is that no matter what the economy is, no matter how the trends are, there's always scope for good home buyers.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt.
And there are ways of obtaining loans, but you'll have to discuss case by case basis. And you are happy to discuss with individuals about their future plans.
Absolutely.
And help them to repay the loans faster and perhaps go for another property.
Absolutely. So if I was to put it in a nutshell, a good market always, either for a first home buyer or an investor, you have to understand what market you are sitting in. You have to budget what your exit plan looks like, because it's not just the current repayment, what your repayments may look like in next 6
right.
months or 12 months or 18 months. And that's how we have to do the budget planning. And a third and a very important point, that what's your goal after you achieve one property? So
right.
what's your future goal? If you have a clear understanding around this financial well-being, I guarantee you, you can never go wrong.
Thank you, Rachna. I think you would have set a lot of interest kindled all over, because this podcast goes to 18 platforms all
Thank
over
you.
The place. And I'm sure there will be substantial interest among people. And you've always been a part of Indian NewsLink, and we'll
Absolutely.
Continue the conversation in the future podcast. And thank you for coming this
afternoon. Thank you very much for this lovely opportunity, and it has always been a pleasure talking to you and giving the insight, because sometimes your prompt questions challenge me as well. That's something which I look forward to. And look, it's always a good market. You just have to understand where you belong, and more than happy to have help anybody who needs the help.
Fantastic.
Thank you,
Rachna.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Indian NewsLink podcast.